I'm Lauren Clash Schneider with Clash Notes for Broadway Radio.
I'm here with Alex Hurt playing Alexander Litvinenko in Patriots at the Barrymore Theater. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Lauren?
Terrific, and glad that you're here with us. In 1991, after the fall of the Soviet Union, the new Russia belongs to its oligarchs. None is more powerful than billionaire Boris Berezovsky when a successor to Yeltsin is needed. He turns to little-known deputy mayor of St. Petersburg, Vladimir Putin. Putin's ruthless rise threatens Berezovsky, setting off a confrontation between the two powerful and flawed men. You play Alexander Litvinenko, the real-life Russian defector who was assassinated by the Kremlin in London in 2006. So, Alex, how do you approach a character representing a known person?
Oh, man, that's a great question, Lauren. And also, again, really grateful to be here, and thanks for talking with me. It's an interesting question, just in that I'm approaching this character through a few lenses, not only trying to research in depth everything I can find about the actual Alexander Litvinenko who lived, but also through Peter Morgan's lens on each of these characters in reference to the story, which I feel like this story is, it really centers around Boris Berezovsky and his viewpoint on each of these characters. He's really our narrator and our way into the play. And so the guy I'm playing is representative of this Boris's, this fictional Boris's idea of Litvinenko. And then on top of that, also finding my way into Rupert's incredible direction and sensing the style of the play as all the other actors are as well, and becoming as much of a group as possible. So, one of my early takes on the guy was, I'd watched all these interviews with him, and I read this book, that a biography that was written about him by his best friend and his wife. And I came to it with having seen some really and done some things that maybe he didn't feel good about. So like a heavy weighted, shoulders forward, which he had that in the interviews. And also this, intense Russianness, this dryness to his face, which is difficult because we're doing this play with British accent, and British accents lend to more behavior, I think, and a lot more elevated language and use of pitch variation to really make use of the language. But as we rehearsed and we actually ended up having a really long rehearsal period, I came to this decision that, the way I'm seen by Boris is so different than Alexander actually was. And he's more representative of a form of patriotism that is pure, that is, a very black and white cop who has certain values and principles. And I started opening up my heart and just being this person that was utterly true and without the weight of these things, although those things are very much working inside of me. And I've done a lot of imagination work in terms of what his life has been up until this point. I think the question that I'm just constantly asking is, how can I be of service to the play? How can I tell the story better? How can I help the other actors in this play and this director tell it better? And what I found was, just being as simple and clear as I possibly could, and having those emotional stakes be there in every single scene, and letting this guy just, praying, hoping that this guy sort of just takes over in me during the play, so that my my ego just empties and all I am is a representation of this, I think, essential part of him, which is the navigation of what is right and wrong.
Ah. Well, and you mentioned Rupert, who of course is Rupert Gould, the artistic director of Alameda Theater, who directed the play. How did the audition come about for you?
So Jim Carnahan is an old friend of mine, and he asked that I, through the agents and the managers and stuff, asked that I throw myself down on tape for it, and I did. And then it was funny, I was actually working on a number by Carol Churchill at the time, and so when they asked for a British dialect, I just sort of had one kind of handy. Because I'd been working on one for that, like working on a few for that play, and then, yeah, a few weeks later, just got the call, like, you need to come into New York to, I was in Portland, Oregon, which is where I live now most of the time. I'm still based out of New York, and I think I'll always be a New Yorker, but yeah, I live out there now most of the time, and yeah, so I just, flew in. Went into the room, did this first scene that I have with Boris once. Rupert gave me a note on the scene, and I did it. And my first time through was hilarious. I got so nervous that I like went up online at one point. But he gave me another shot at it, and that time went a little bit better. And I walked out thinking, well, that was, a very mediocre audition. I'm probably not going to get that part. But I was grateful to have the chance to meet him, and the associate director was there too, Sophie, and she had added in a note or two, and always good to be in a room with some good people. But yeah, I guess for whatever reason, yeah, the team dug what I brought, and a week, like within days, they were like, get out here to New York. So I figured it out, got back home, and it's been a dream since then. Total blast.
Oh, great, great. New York is welcoming you with open arms. And is it common for a play like this, or the way that Rupert directs, that you would come into the audition having memorized the piece that you're using for the audition?
I don't think that there's any prescribed form for an audition. I tend to do my best to be off book, because I don't think about auditions as a, I think about them as an opportunity to get to explore the craft of acting. And so for me to do that, it's something that I've gotten really, I mean, like, obviously, you practice something, you get better at it. There was one point, before the pandemic and before the strike, where I could get a 19 pages of sides and be off book within an hour. I mean, like, I think your brain just gets used to it if you practice it. But yeah, I'm just so much more fascinated with physical behavior and relationship and story, and really digging into whatever your character that you're playing, having the chance to play, wants. There's this really great interview that Daniel Day-Lewis gives, where he says, acting is utterly absurd. You're pretending to be someone else in front of random strangers. And so, like, the more absurd you realize it is, and like, I think that's what happens to me as I get older. I just realize more and more how absurd it is. The more you have to take it seriously to counteract the absurdity of it. And I've always taken it pretty seriously, with a sense of joy. Yeah.
Well, a director that you've worked with, Michael O'Connell, described you this way. He's rigorous experience and gives over to the ensemble. What separates him is pure, unadulterated, almost childlike love of the craft. He's fueled with wonder and curiosity from what seems to be no bottomless reserve. So, how did you become this actor? Was it innate life experience, education?
I think for me, my journey was, I think I've probably become the person I was when I was a child, but there were some turns along the way, I think that's a part of a lot of people's path. You know, like we go out into the world and we get some ideas, right? We have ideas about, you know, I don't know, what ambition, what our lives are supposed to look like. Oh, picket fence in front of a house, or this kind of a career, this kind of a partner, family, whatever it is. This is how I want my life to look. And then, yeah, I don't know, like I've been gifted with the miracle of desperation and hopelessness a couple of times in my life. And what I discovered was that my old ideas were not very useful to me, and so I sort of let them go. And I think along the way, I had great teachers, you know, and some of those teachers were my friends, and some of them were my family, and some of them were my actual teachers. I ended up going to NYU graduate program, which was a really fantastic training program. I worked with an on-camera teacher for about 10 years named Bob Krakauer, who I think is one of the greatest acting teachers alive. And yeah, I was really fortunate with some of these folks that they were able to say, hey, this is what I see. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, when you're in this space, it's working. And when you're in this other space where it's like harder and you're, you know, like being more stormy weather, it's just nowhere near as interesting, and you don't actually get as far. You sort of get stuck. And so I think, you know, like that's a human evolution and also an artistic evolution. And I think that they're not different. Like I think every artist is just what they're doing is they're bringing their experience to the forefront. Like Ilya Kazan has the great actor's bow, you know, like all the things that you think are embarrassing about yourself, that's the thing to bring to the forefront. That's the thing that will actually be useful. And none of us are cosmic orphans. And so, yeah, for me, becoming an actor that like a fantastic, beautiful, wonderful director like Michael Connell would say something like that about, it was just a process of trying to align myself with an intention to be of service and make things about others before myself, whether those others are the people I'm working with or the character I'm playing or the story that like I'm a part of telling.
Alex, thank you. You have shared so many pearls with us today. Your own quotes and those who you bring up to share some of their quotes. It's really been an absolute delight. I'm so grateful for your time and your insight. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I mean, thank you so much. Yeah, I've loved getting to talk with you and great questions. And I hope you get to come see the show. It's the play, I think, is it's something that makes people think, and it's so lovely to be a part of something like that where the story is really the most important thing, and Peter has made an incredible thing here, you know, like as I get to know this play, all I find is like, oh man, like he saw that too, and he's figured out how to make this actable, and just these actors, like every single one of them, I'm just in awe of every day, you know,
Right.
every single one, like the covers, you know, through Stuhlbarg, like every one of them just loves what they do so much, and they're so good at it. So I really feel. Sometimes I feel like an imposter, but yeah, I'm grateful to be here and like get to enjoy watching them work.
And of course, the writer that you're talking about is Peter Morgan, who's an acclaimed writer for film, television, and theater, who wrote Patriots. I'm Lauren Klaschneider with Alex Hurt playing Alexander Litvinenko in Patriots at the Barrymore Theater. Thank you.